We shall never surrender.
One small step for man.
I have a dream.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
What's the status quo of your favorite quote? Professor Buzzkill explains all on Quote or No Quote.
You know, too often, Buzzkillers, researching the origins of well-known quotes leads to a kind of dead end. Famous people are credited with expressions and sayings that were in common use during their time, and those quotes are only attached to, for instance, Churchill or Gandhi by later generations of admirers. Half the time, the humorous ones have their origins in old vaudeville gags or old music hall gags. And many of the more serious quotes we investigate here at the Institute can't be traced to one individual genius author. They seem to fall under the category of old saying or well-known aphorism. That doesn't mean these quotes and the sentiments behind them aren't very important. They usually are very important. And we all know folks who use quotes and sayings as a way to get through difficult passages in their lives. Getting through tough times and hoping for an eventual resolution of difficulties by taking comfort in a quote from a well-respected figure seems to work. That's certainly the feeling that people want to express when they employ the famous quote, "The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice." Certainly, President Obama did, even when he used the quote to refer to things as seemingly different as the future of Rust Belt economies, or hopeful thoughts about eliminating civil oppression in Iran. Here he is, using that exact quote in a press conference and attributing it to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Some of you who had been covering my campaigns know this is one of my favorite expressions, was Dr. King's expression that the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice. We have to believe that ultimately justice will prevail.
All of you know that Martin Luther King was one of American history's great orators, and he employed the arc of the moral universe bends towards justice idea in some of his speeches. But did Dr. King formulate this idea in an image? Is it a Dr. King quote? No, it isn't. But Martin Luther King always put the expression in quotations when he wrote it in essays and in sermons, and he acknowledged its source, as he did with so many of the ideas he borrowed from other theologians, philosophers, and great thinkers. We tend to forget, Buzzkillers, that Dr. King not only studied theology and philosophy in order to become an ordained minister, but he studied for and received a PhD in systematic theology from Boston University in 1955. In his work for both his divinity degree in 1951 and for his PhD, King would have read and analyzed almost all the influential religious writings of recent centuries, particularly those of the 19th century American reforming and transcendentalist theologians. One of the most important and deep thinking of these theologians was Theodore Parker, who lived in the first half of the 19th century. Among other very impressive things, he was the originator of the concept of the arc of the moral universe bending towards justice. Parker was part of a generation of American religious moral thinkers who not only published great sermons that were widely read, but also wrote and argued for the abolition of slavery. Parker, along with Ralph Waldo Emerson, Henry David Thoreau, and Margaret Fuller, were transcendentalists, as I said. They believed that there was an inherent goodness in people and nature, and that selfishness in society and selfishness in its institutions constantly tried to draw people away from that goodness. Now, the religious side of transcendentalism included the idea that there was a natural morality in the universe that would always triumph, even if it meant triumph eventually. Now, not surprisingly, Buzzkillers, these ideas fit in very well with general movements for social reform, such as voting rights for women and the abolition of slavery. Parker was a strong abolitionist, and he spoke and wrote about it with increasing frequency in the 1850s. The most direct message he sent was that an evil such as slavery could not last much longer, that is, than the 1850s. If humans couldn't find the courage to abolish slavery, God would end it as part of the trajectory of morality in the universe. In a sermon from the early 1850s entitled Of Justice and Conscience, Parker wrote, "Everywhere in the world there is a natural law, that is, a constant mode of action, which seems to belong to the nature of things, to the constitution of the universe. This fact is universal. Later in the sermon, Parker expressed the specific idea that the arc of the moral universe bends towards justice. This is what he wrote. Look at the facts of the world. You see a continual and progressive triumph of the right. I do not pretend to understand the moral universe. The arc is a long one. My eye reaches but little ways. I cannot calculate the curve and complete the figure by the experience of sight. I can divine it by conscience. But from what I see, I am sure it bends towards justice. And I think the whole paragraph there was worth quoting because it includes the crucial elements of why Parker believed that the arc of the moral universe bent towards justice. I can divine it by conscience, he said, which is almost a perfect encapsulation of the transcendentalist belief that the natural intuition of people, rather than empirical thought, brought about true insight. But even more, Parker was careful to make sure that his readers understood that he included slavery in those things that the arc of the moral universe will find unjust and will make right. The questions for Americans in the early 1850s, he argued, was how bad divine punishment for slavery would be for the country. This is what he wrote. Things refused to be mismanaged long. Jefferson trembled when he thought of slavery and remembered that God is just. Ere long, all America will tremble. Now, one of the things we tend to forget about the 19th century is the impact of the printed word via newspapers, pamphlets, and books, especially once steam-powered printing presses began cranking out the stuff in volume. Parker's published sermons were very popular and widely read and discussed during his lifetime, especially by people struggling with the great moral and political questions surrounding slavery. Among his readers was a certain Illinois politician and lawyer that we here at the Institute like to call Abraham Lincoln. In fact, Lincoln often used Parker's ideas and arguments in his own speeches, including the famous government of the people, by the people, for the people line that was used to end the Gettysburg Address in 1863. And we'll have a separate quote-unquote episode on that later that has a long, complicated history. So we should credit Reverend Theodore Parker with the arc of the moral universe bends towards justice concept, end quote. But we should also realize that his work had a major impact on arguably two of the most thoughtful leaders in American history, Abraham Lincoln and Martin Luther King. Let that sink in, buzzkillers. When we think about the wonderful things that Lincoln and Dr. King accomplished, let's also spare a thought for Theodore Parker, one of the people who inspired both of them. But even though the arc of the moral universe bends towards justice, quote, isn't original to Dr. King, I'd like to return to him before the end of this episode. You know, we tend in this culture to reduce great thoughts to digestible sound bites, and I think sometimes it's important to go back to the full version of many famous quotations. Sure, the whole Parker extract I read a few minutes ago won't fit on a bumper sticker or an inspirational poster. You won't see it in your yoga studio. But the full idea and how Parker fleshed it out has great value and should be heard more often. That's one of the things I'd really like to do with these quote or no quote shows. And that's why, rather than just play a snippet, I'd like to leave you with a slightly longer recording of the final moments of the speech where Martin Luther King used Theodore Parker's Arc of the Moral Universe Bends Towards Justice idea most fully and most famously. While appearing before the Southern Christian Leadership Conference in Atlanta in August 1967, Dr. King talked about the long, bitter, and often dangerous road towards freedom and justice. In addition to quoting other great thinkers, he used Parker's idea of the ultimate morality of the universe to envision a time when he and all Americans could look back on the civil rights era and use, as he says, a cosmic past tense when talking about the justice that had been reached. Let's hope that somewhere Theodore Parker was able to hear him. Talk to you next week.
When our days become dreary, with low hovering clouds of despair, when our nights become darker than a thousand midnights, let us remember that there is a creative force in this universe working to pull down the gigantic mountains of evil, a power that is able to make a way out of no way, and transform dark yesterdays into bright tomorrows. Let us realize that the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. Let us realize that William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. Let us go out realizing that the Bible is right. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. This is our hope for the future. With this faith, we will be able to sing in some not too distant tomorrow with a cosmic past tense. We have overcome. We have overcome. Deep in my heart, I did believe we would overcome. Epicast.